Welcome back to Podcast 8. I am Pastor Blake, your host today, and we have a special guest, Conley Hayward. Say hello, Conley.
Hello.
We are having so much fun unpacking the DISC personality profiles. If you were with us the last session, we talked about that I. We're going to jump into the S personality. Conley, tell us about the S. What does it stand for? Help us understand that.
The S stands for stable, secure, steady. S's are very routine oriented, and they're very habit oriented. They're very family and socially connected oriented.
So they love chaos.
Oh no, 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 no! Remember, that was the I. That was last time. No, S is in chaos. See, S is at the end of chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
No, they don't want that. Good. All right, so why would you want to have this S personality on your team? What are some of their strengths that they bring to the table?
The S is team glue. They hold people together. If you need need to build a consensus, then you need to have that S energy on your team. They're also, they are creatures of routine and habit. So whenever you have something that needs to be done the same way, or on a habitual routinized methodology, you need that S in there. And the S's are S all stands for serving. They're very generally very caring and serving people.
Right. I'm the I personality, and I feel like sometimes I can drift away like a hot air balloon drifts, and I feel like that S is what anchors me back down to ground and stabilizes me.
That's one of the best analogies I've ever heard. That's exactly it. Yes, they are pragmatic. They are the grounding force of all the styles.
And I know for a D who is a driver, but he's not going to be the stable guy that's going to get the things done. He's going to be that visionary and out in front, but he's not going to be the one behind making sure that all happens, right?
No.
That's where that S can come in.
A really strong S is kind of, it's like a freight train. Yeah, the great thing is that once they get moving, they're just going to keep moving and moving and moving.
That's good.
The challenge is, if you need to move them in a different direction, have you ever tried to steer a freight train? It ain't the easiest thing to do.
So that would lead into some of their weaknesses, is not changing direction very quickly.
Yes, S's do not like change at all. In fact, where the D and the I will lay awake at night trying to figure out how to change the world, the S and the C will try to figure out how to stop the world from changing. S's do not like change. So they're very habit routine oriented, which can be great, but also if it's a poor habit or poor routine, which you're going to run into in dealing with the people coming into the biblical care, they're going to have patterns that need to be broken, but they're going to be difficult to break because of the S likes to do things the same and do it over, and they will get caught in a negative pattern very easily, and then the most difficult to break out of.
Wow, that is so good and so helpful in that counseling session. So if I'm dealing with an S personality, what are some things that S just doesn't see? Maybe it's a blind spot.
There's several things an S doesn't see. One thing is they don't see their own passive aggressiveness. I would say the number one weakness of an S is a tendency to go passive aggressive. They don't verbalize their feelings. They have a tendency to stuff things and hold things in. They're an onion to peel, but they're a tough onion. They're a leather onion, and you just have to work and pry things away because they're non-expressive, and they want to hold their emotions very, very close in.
Now, would an S, would they kind of be more methodical and maybe their pace would be a little bit slower than, say, the I and the D?
They're going to be a lot slower than the I and the D. And you, in the session, as you're working with these people, you're going to have to really inject the pregnant pause. And when you put a question or you say a statement, you've got to leave that break, that silence, just like that.
And we can't finish the sentence for him.
You can't finish the sentence for him. If y'all could see Ben, he was ready just to say something. And it's like, I don't like this moment. And that was a second.
Yeah.
But with the S personality, you've got to give them that time to think and then make their statement. And also, you have to say, Can you tell me more about that? I want to learn more. Let's go deeper into that. You need to draw the S out.
Okay, they're deep.
Very deep.
So do they live in the now? Do they live in the tomorrow? Where do they live in?
Mañana. It's just like the time, the S is, you know, one of the other weaknesses of the S is there's no set time. It just takes however long it takes. They are the stereotypical, you give them a 2-hour job and 8 hours to do it, they'll do it in 8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, that is one of the weaknesses of the S. They just they lived in, you know, we'll get to it, you know, whenever. There's no set time limit. They're very easygoing, slow paced.
Now, when I'm dealing with an S, I need to understand what fears they're dealing with because of the personality. Help me understand that.
Well, the S's have an extreme aversion of change. Their number one fear is the fear of change.
The fear of change.
Life is full of change. So they get kind of stuck. But they do not like the fear of change. They want things to be the same. So if something's going on where an S is dealing with a career change, that is going to be much more traumatic for them than an I or a D. And it's going to take them longer to process and adapt that. So that's their greatest fear, is a loss of security and things changing on them.
So if I'm asking them to do something, it's the fear of the change that brings anxiety, not necessarily the change itself or what I'm asking them to do. It's just the fact that I'm breaking them out of a routine?
Exactly.
Okay.
So the key to doing that is you invite their participation. When they are able to participate in the change process, it makes it less difficult for them to actually go through and do. But you invite their participation in it.
Okay, so that's one of the keys of working with an S, is inviting their participation. Anything else? Any other keys?
Well, yeah, like keywords to use. Like in the session, I invite you to do this. So in the D, it was challenge. In the S, it's I invite you. Or the S would be, you know, what would it be like if you were to go through that process? Let's figure out a process to do this. I love the word process because. Okay. Yes, those are great words to use together. How can we do this together? And you say, yeah, I've said we in almost every sentence about the S.
Right.
Because they're very socially inclusive. Relationships are very important for them. People have a very high meaning to them. So we is a very important word. Team is an important word for an S.
Really good. So those are the words to use. We. What are words not to use with an S?
I, now, fast. Change. Let's just jump in and do it.
Right.
No.
So, Colin, you've been talking about how they don't like change. Help me. How do I help them? If I see that they need to change in areas, how do I help an S personality?
Help them paint the picture of what it will be like after the change.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. So this career loss is really difficult for you. So I understand that. And empathize with the S. I understand. So, you know, that's a dying field. You know, there's this downsizing. Staying in that field isn't going to make a lot of sense. So if you were to decide to embrace a different kind of career, let's paint the picture of what it would be like when you're happy and thriving in that career and down the road.
Okay.
And let them paint it.
They need a little vision. They need a little, this is what it can be.
Yeah.
This is what it's going to look like.
And they need to connect the feeling. You want to use words. And so when you get there, okay, so paint that picture. Okay, so what does it feel like to be there? Then you use that throughout your sessions with them to connect them to what the result is going to be.
Okay.
And you always say, we will get through this together.
Okay, that's good. We as a team. Now, if I really just want to set them off, what are some things that just set off, that just shut them down? They're not coming back to the next session.
All right, so let's get right to it.
You can't say that.
No, you cannot. You cannot say that to an S. So getting down to business right away. That's if you disregard the personal. If you don't ask about their family, their relationships, that's really going to get under the skin. If you seem to be self-serving, so my I and D, biblical counselors out there. Don't make it about you. It's we with them. So when someone comes across as it being about me, that really shuts down an S.
Okay. Wow. Conley, this has been so helpful. I really feel like I understand that S personality a lot better now. I'm looking forward to our next session where we'll be talking about the C. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you at the next podcast.